President Eisenhower, aware of the American public's concern that the Soviets might be winning the space race, ordered a Manhattan Project approach to the problem. This mandate resulted in a structure that became compartmentalized and shrouded with secrecy. All relevant information was on a strictly need-to-know basis, controlled by members of the self-styled globalist elite, the plutocrats who owned the emerging multinational corporations. To fully understand how this control over parallel space programs worked, one must look past the Eisenhower administration and study the National Security Act of 1947. On September 15th of that year, only 3 months after pilot Kenneth Arnold saw flying discs over Mount Rainier, and just 2 months after something crashed near Roswell, New Mexico, President Harry S. Truman signed into law the National Security Act of 1947, which, among other things, created the National Security Council, NSC, and the Air Force as a separate branch of service, united the military branches under a Department of Defense, and created America's first peacetime civilian intelligence organization, the Central Intelligence Agency. An important example of the tight intergovernment control by secret society members may be found in the NSC, which has come to dominate U.S. policy decisions, including the use of armed force. Most Americans have no idea who exactly comprises the powerful NSC. The council principals are the President, Vice President, and Secretaries of State and Defense, positions predominantly held throughout the later 20th century by members of the globalist societies, the Council on Foreign Relations, or the Trilateral Commission. The NSC staff is directed by the President's National Security Advisor. To coordinate covert operations, the NSC created the 5412 Committee, also called the Special Group, which has changed names several times to avoid public exposure. In 1964, it was known as the 303 Committee, and in 1970, it was renamed the 40 Committee. Within this organization, which included such familiar names as Nelson Rockefeller, Robert McNamara, McGeorge Bundy, Gordon Gray, and Alan Dulles, was a subcommittee dealing with science and technology. It is here that the connection between the corporate and financial world and government-held technological secrets may be found.